Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and good morning. This is Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and you are so welcome to be a part of our programming on today. Amen. I am your host. My name is Elder Lydia Togba, and it is absolutely my pleasure to bring forth a year in the Word to you. It is important to be readers, hearers, and doers of the Word of God. This year, we will be reading through the Word in its entirety, beginning on January 1st, and we did just that, and ending on December 31st, 2018. Please continue to join me as we take this journey through the Word of God. Amen. The Word of God is set up into categories, epistles, or the letters, the law, history, psalms, poetry, prophecy, and gospels. Each day we will go through one of those categories. We started on Monday the 1st in Romans chapter 1 and 2, and that was the letters. The next day on Tuesday we actually had some technical difficulties, so we weren't able to read, but we were in Genesis 1 through 3. On Wednesday we read Joshua 1 through 5. Amen. And on Thursday, we read Psalms 1 and 2. Today, our reading is from the book of Job, chapters 1 and 2, and it falls under the category of poetry. So if you grab your Bibles right now and get ready, amen, to follow along with the Word of God as I read, amen, we're going to pray that God bless us and that He opens our hearts and minds to receive of His Word, that He illuminate His Word in our hearts and give us understanding and revelation. You know, many read the Word of God and they don't always gain understanding. But this year, we're reading the Word of God so that we can understand what the Spirit is speaking. We see the signs of the times and the things that are happening all around us. And one thing we do want is we want to be safe. We want to be prosperous. Do that we were destined to do from the very beginning. And how can we know that except we be in tune with our Creator, the one who made us, the one who formed us, the one that knows us better than anyone could ever know us, and the one who loves us with an everlasting love. Amen. That's the purpose of all this. We're going to go through the entire Word of God through this whole year, and the times may change from time to time depending on what is happening. So please just follow along, and if you can't make it on the time that's scheduled, go into the archives because it will be there. I will make a way somehow, even if I have to have someone read for me if I'm indisposed in some way. But I have already asked God to make a way so that there is no hindrances for this, so that sometime during the day that it is scheduled that we can get into the Word of God and receive revelation from God Almighty. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, O God, for a new day. We thank you, Lord God, for your love, your kindness, and your mercy toward us. We give glory to you, O God, because you are gracious. You have given us this grace, this unmerited favor. You've rained down on our lives, and we thank you, Lord. Even, Lord God, if one of the listeners, when we are in times, Lord God, of despair, oh, Lord God, we're asking that you be the lifter of our heads. The Word of God says so, that you are the lifter of our heads. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord God Almighty, the Lord mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. Lord, we give you glory because you are the King of glory, and we acknowledge you as Lord and Savior Jesus. We acknowledge you on today. We thank you, Lord, because you are our strength. You are our keeper. You are our great physician. You are the manifester in our lives. You are the miracle worker. You are our peace. You are our provision. Lord, you are the one that will open up our minds and illuminate our hearts because you are the light of the world. And we give you glory, praise, and honor on today. Bless, heal, and deliver right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let your Spirit wrap around each and every soul that is listening on today. Move, Lord God. Move, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the realm of the Spirit, and work miracles, Lord. Bring comfort, Lord. Bring peace, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Heal bodies, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Heal minds right now, Lord, and open our hearts and our minds that we might receive of your word, even as we go through the reading of the word. Bring forth revelation, Lord God. Illuminate our hearts. Illuminate our minds that we might understand what it is that the Spirit is speaking even right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. We're coming today from Job, and we're reading chapters 1 and 2. And you may have noticed before that I don't announce the numbers as we go verse 1, verse 2, verse 3. I just read through the whole thing. So if you just look Job chapter 1 and 2, I will be starting, of course, at chapter 1, verse 1, and proceeding into chapter 2 until it is done. So I'll be reading it in its entirety and then adding a blessing at the end of the reading of the word. So please follow along. I hope your Bibles are open at this time. We're coming from Job chapters 1 and 2. I am reading from the King James Version of the Bible, and I will be doing so through the entire time that we're doing these readings. If ever I do change that, I will let you know. Amen. Job chapters 1 and 2. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright and one who feared God and shunned evil. And 7 sons and 3 daughters were born to him. Also his possessions were 7,000 sheep, 2,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very large household, so that this man was the greatest of all the people of the east. And his sons would go and feast in their house, in their houses, each on his appointed day, and would send and invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. So it was, when the days of feasting had run their course, that Job would send and sanctify them. He would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of all of them all. According to the number of them all. For Job said, "It may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." Thus Job did regularly. Now there was a day, glory to God, hallelujah. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. And the Lord said to Satan, "From whence do you come?" Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil?" So Satan answered the Lord and said, "Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in his land, in the land. But now stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you to your face." And the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not lay hand on his person." So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. Now there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. And the messenger came to Job and said, "The oxen were plowing, and the Zebians raided them and took them away. Indeed, they have killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another also came and said, "The fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another came and said, "The Chaldeans formed 3 bands, raided the camels and took them away, yes, and killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another came and said, "Your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, and suddenly a great wind came across
came from across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell on the young people, and they are dead, and I alone have escaped to tell you. Then Job arose, tore his robe and to the ground, and worshiped. And he said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job did not sin, nor charge God with wrong. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said to Satan, from where do you come? Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro on the earth and from walking back and forth on it. Then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil, and still he holds fast to his integrity, although you incited me against him to destroy him without cause? So Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin. Yes, all that a man has he will give for his life. But stretch out your hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will surely curse you to your face. And the Lord said to Satan, behold, he is in your hand, but spare his life. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and struck Job with painful boils from the sole of his feet to the crown of his head. And he took for himself a potsherd with which to scrape him in the midst of the ashes. Then his wife said to him, do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die. My God. But he said to her, you speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity? In all this, Job did not sin with his lips. Now when Job's three friends heard of all his adversity that he had come upon, each one came from his own place. Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite. For they had made an appointment together to come and mourn with him and to comfort him. And when they raised their eyes from afar and did not recognize him, they lifted their voices and wept, and each one tore his robe and sprinkled dust on his head toward heaven. So they sat down with him on the ground 7 days and 7 nights, and no one spoke a word to him, for they saw that his grief was very great. I have read, and you have heard, from Job chapters 1 and 2. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts. God bless you as you go forward in your day. If it's time for sleep, or if it's time for you to go to work, or it may be time for you to take care of your family, whatever it may be, I'm asking God to bless you, to keep you, to anoint you, and to send you revelation from on high of his word, so that you understand with illuminated understanding the words that God has spoken in his word as we go forward in the reading of the word. Amen. This is a year in the word. God bless you. God keep you. God anoint you. Until next time. Amen.